From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. North Korea Wednesday fired off two back-to-back medium-range ballistic missiles. The first was deemed unsuccessful, but the second traveled an estimated 400 kilometers before falling into the Sea of Japan. Catherine Moon, a fellow at the Brookings Institute Center for East Asia Policy, spoke to us regarding the effectiveness of international sanctions to curb provocative behavior from North Korea.
So I think we do need to consider the United States and others, the possibility and the desirability of actually negotiating with North Koreans on arms control and reductions, at least as a way to getting to denuclearization at some point in the mid to long-term future.
Meanwhile, the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe denounced the launches as unforgivable, and South Korea urged the North to halt such provocative acts. A spokesman and a state news agency say clashes in Libya between pro-government forces and Islamic State militants, as well as an explosion at an ammunition depot, have killed over 60 people in just a day. A hospital spokesman said 36 militiamen loyal to the UN-backed unity government died and 140 were wounded in Tuesday's battles. Warplanes bombed the Islamic State group's de facto capital in Syria of Raqqa, killing at least 25 civilians. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says six children were among the 25 civilians killed in bombing raids late Tuesday. The observatory also said there were fresh airstrikes on the city on Wednesday. There are two offensives that are aimed at trying to sever the jihadist supply line from the Turkish border. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday slammed NATO for ratcheting up its rhetoric and aggression close to Russia's border and warned that Moscow was being forced to increase its military capacity. The Russian president spoke to lawmakers and he said NATO is stepping up its aggressive rhetoric and its aggressive actions close to our borders. In these conditions, we're obliged to dedicate special attention to resolving tasks connected with heightening the defense capabilities of our country. European leaders warned Britain Wednesday that a decision to leave the EU was irreversible. It comes as rival camps are making a last-ditch push for votes on the eve of a too-close-to-call referendum that has continued to set the continent on edge. Just hours before polling booths open in comments to reporters, a European Commission chief, Jean-Claude Juncker, warned that there'd be no turning back if voters endorsed a Brexit on Thursday.
I have to add that the British policymakers and the British voters have to know that there will be no kind of any renegotiation. We have concluded a deal with the Prime Minister. He got the maximum he could receive, and we gave the maximum we could give, so there will be no kind of renegotiation, nor on the agreement we have found, I think, in February, nor as far as any kind of treaty negotiation are concerned. Out is out.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. And now to Karachi, where gunmen on a motorcycle Wednesday shot dead an acclaimed Pakistani singer, according to police. Amjad Sabri, 45, was one of South Asia's most popular singers of Sufi devotional music. Officials said two gunmen fired at Sabri's car as it drove off a bridge in the congested Lakhidabad area of the southern city, and a relative traveling with him was also injured. This senior police official spoke to Reuters and said the attackers had targeted Sabri as he drove the car, shooting it through the windscreen. He says two people wearing caps were riding one motorcycle. They targeted him. When this car took a turn towards this Hassan Square near the underpass, the motorcyclist just came in front of the car and specifically targeted Sabri Sahib, shooting at the windscreen. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Meanwhile, a police surgeon said that Sabri died on his way to the hospital after being hit by three bullets. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.